February 17th. Would you give us your name and address, just for the record?
My name is Luella Smith Gilbert, 803 Ridge Street, Charlottesville.
Thank you. We'd very much like to talk with you about your history on Ridge Street and your family here in Charlottesville. You mentioned your maiden name was Swift, right? Were your parents born in this area? Were you born in this area?
We were born in Altamont County, adjoining Judge Smith's farm. We lived there for a century of years.
When were you born? Will you share that date with us, or is that a secret?
I don't mind. November the 4th, Treasure Month.
1921.
Right. I'm 73.
Well. And your family, what did they do in the Charlottesville area?
In the county?
In the county.
Yes, my father ran a truck farm. Mm-hmm. He raised vegetables each year. And sold here in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. And we were raised there, and we paid everything we wanted. My father worked on the casino railroad.
Oh,
yes. He was a conductor for the past 50 years till he retired. Mm-hmm. And my mother, Lillian Swift Miller, had 16 children. Living sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And no.
Mm-hmm.
She had two sets of twins. Mm-hmm. And we all lived happily in the home there. Big white house up on the hill. 14 rooms.
Mm. 250 West?
Adjoining. Yes.
250 East.
East.
Is the house still there?
No. We had to move because of the railroad that was running the track, the CNO company, for our home. And then we had to move to Charlottesville.
When did they put the tracks in there?
You know.
Then
we moved to Charlottesville. And we bought this house on Ridge Street here. We lived there for approximately about 10, 12 years.
This in this house?
No, in the house of Ridge Street.
And do you remember?
Who lived there?
My mom.
Your mom came to Charlottesville from Altamont County. How long did she live in that house? She lived there many, many years.
Oh, yes. She lived there for about 10, 12, 15 years. Yes.
And what?
Further up.
That's right.
And this house, my grandmother lived there many years. And she raised all of us there.
What address was that on Ridge Street?
761.
So you lived there for many years then?
Yes, I did.
That's up near Ferguson.
No.
It's probably three doors up from here.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you tell her in terms of when you moved there, you stayed there a period of time and then you got married and moved here.
Yes.
Tell us about your husband and your...
Well, I stayed there, I think it's a...
Were you pregnant with Jenny?
No, indeed. I wasn't pregnant at all when I got married.
Do you remember?
Okay, Mom. Thank you very much.
I did. My husband was in the service. He was working in the Navy. He made ammunition for the Army.
Uh-huh.
Yes, for the Navy. And he stayed there and worked for something like 7 or 8 years.
In Charlottesville?
No,
wow.
In Washington.
Washington.
Mm-hmm. At the Navy.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he came here to find me.
You met here in Charlottesville?
No, I met him in Washington.
Oh, you met him in Washington.
Yes,
that's
right.
Did you spend the war in Washington?
I stayed there, I think, for about 3 years.
3 years.
Until he resigned from the Navy. Then we got married.
And came to Charlottesville.
And we came to Charlottesville.
Bought this house?
No.
No.
We lived with my mother.
Oh.
About four years. Then we built this house here.
Oh, so you built it yourself?
That's right. My husband and I built this house. Literally.
Literally. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We worked, bought the material, and we built this house, him and I. He worked during the day. He would work, come here at night, and him and I would build this house.
Where did he work during the day?
He did construction work. Mm-hmm. He worked for Ally Supply. Mm-hmm. He worked for, mostly he worked for himself. Mm-hmm. He did construction work. Build houses.
Did you work outside the home as well, or were you?
No, when I had my children, mm-hmm. I stayed home for 15 years mm-hmm. before I went to work. And I raised my two children. I wanted to do that myself. And we schooled them. They went to Jefferson School, Jefferson Elementary School here.
Where would that have been?
On 4th Street.
On 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4th Street, southeast or northeast?
What is it?
It was right near that idea.
Yeah.
The Carver Rex.
Right at the Carver. That's right.
There was a smaller school that was somehow, you can see it in Carver Rex. They must have added it to it.
They annexed it, I think,
they,
yes.
I guess they expanded it. Mm-hmm. They expanded it. Okay, so right by
that's right. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. And that's where they went to school. And after they went to school there, they graduated from there, they went to Jackson P. Burley High School. And I stayed home until they were finished school before I went back to work.
What kind of work did you do?
I stayed here and I did laundry. That's mostly how we schooled them. I helped them work. And I worked, did laundry. And
for other people?
Yes, I did.
So you did laundry in here?
Well, I did laundry here. Uh-huh. And I did it by hand. I didn't have no washer and dryer. We just had a wash machine. And we washed on the board. I washed on the board.
Fell's nap the soap too?
Yes, I did. And I scrubbed it with these hands of mine.
With those knuckles.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I still did for many years. That's how we school. Mm-hmm. Until they finish high school.
So. Why don't you talk about how was life
on
this
street? Mm-hmm. To tell you, this was one of the best streets in Charlotte. Then, over the past years, put all these project houses out here. Now I think it's one of the worst.
Really changed the character
yes,
of the neighborhood.
Changed everything. Changed the whole entire street mm-hmm. and everything on it.
Were you involved in protesting the house?
No.
I knew Eugene Williams was.
Yes.
It's true.
We protested in those early years the mere fact that low-income housing was coming through the street, mm-hmm. which basically changed the complexion of the street.
Of course it does. Yeah.
And that doesn't say that our family was against low-income families. No misunderstand. It's just that this basically was a residential family.
People owned their homes. Plus, I think they are scattering around.
So when you were living here, as a family raising your two young children, this was a family neighborhood, basically.
Yes, it was.
People who
it was
built owned their own homes.
Everybody owned their own home way down below on the West View Terrace. They owned their own home.
When did it start changing? In the 60s or 50s?
I would say in the 60s.
In the 60s, they started putting money in the town. Because there was
money. I think it was before then. No.
That's my recollection is correct, and it's not. It's not the 70s, because I didn't graduate from high school in the 67.
Yeah.
So at that time, the street was still good.
Yes.
I mean, when using the term that you're talking about, meaning that it was a residential neighborhood still.
Well,
and then I would think the early 70s, they started having more rentals. It kind of shifted to rental units.
You could see the change. Drastic change.
Did this coincide with the time when with the raising of the Vinegar Hill? And was that about the same time, or was that
later?
That was
earlier.
That
was earlier.
Did you show up on Vinegar Hill when you were?
Talk about
Vinegar
Hill.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
I remember they had on Vinegar Hill, down Vinegar Hill, all the way down Main. It was in the street. They had trolley cars, you know? I remember that. Horse and buggies. I can remember. They had a blacksmith shop there.
A lot of little grocery stores.
Yes.
Family grocery stores.
They had the fish market down there. And
Bibbs.
Yes.
We shopped there every
That's
day.
Right.
Yeah. Fish there.
But I can remember when they had a trolley car. I remember.
The trolley car.
Yeah, did you shop
at
Inch's?
Yes, I did. Inch store. We used to, when we were children, we would walk from Chapel. You know where we did? I'm telling you about the farm. We had to walk from there to Charlottesville every morning and back in the afternoon because there were no buses. There were no cars. So we did it.
How long did that
walk to go to school?
Yes, we did. Did it.
How long did that take?
Oh, I think until we got in by the third, fourth grade. There was a bunch of the kids that lived on North End.
How long did it take you to walk from the farm into town to go to school?
Well, I would say that it's, you would leave home in the morning around 7:30. And about 9, little after 9, we would get here.
So anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hour walk each way.
Right. Each way.
Did you go to Jefferson School?
Yes, I did.
That was.
That's right.
When was Jefferson School founded?
Oh boy. That was back then. Yes, indeed, because. All of my sisters and brothers went to Jefferson.
That went up to sixth grade?
Yes, it did.
And then you went to Burley?
That's right.
No,
I didn't go to Burley. I stopped in Jefferson.
At Jefferson. In one of the interviews.
It went to, I think, what was the fourth?
Yeah.
Yes. Went to the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And from there, it went to Burley.
Where did you go to school? The whole time you went to school is what they kind of
I went to Jefferson.
You went to Jefferson School until you graduated.
Yeah.
And you graduated when it was basically
seventh grade.
So that was between high school as
That's
well as
right.
elementary?
That's right.
So
in the eighth grade and so forth, you went to Burley. I didn't go to Burley because I'm
talking about what you did, not what I did.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
I didn't go to Burley. It was so many children, they stopped the county children from coming to the city school because that was cutting the city children there from going to school. So they stopped us from going there and they transferred us from Jefferson School to the Albemarle Training School.
Oh,
you know
okay.
where that is?
Okay.
Union Ridge.
Uh-huh. And that was a vocational school?
That's right.
Okay.
And I went there until I was graduated.
Now this was DePaul, is this the, all the black students,
that's
the
right.
African-American students.
That's
were,
right. This is what they stopped all the city, the county children from coming to the city school because that was cutting the city children life alone. So they transferred us from there to the Avalon training school.
Training school.
That's right.
How long did the Avalon training school last?
Oh, boy.
Was that strictly for African-American students?
Were there
white students in the
family? Yes,
yes,
yes. And there we didn't have a school. It was one large building. Mm-hmm. And they had three grades in that one room. And Mrs.
Do you remember your teachers?
Yes, indeed. Ethel Nicholas.
Ethel Nicholas.
Mrs. Cooper. What's the man's name? Chelsea Clark was the agriculture teacher there.
And what did you study there?
French. He taught us a little French. And home economics, math. And that was about what I took. And then we would take music. I took music.
Did your family go to church in there?
Oh, yes. We went to our church still is in the county. Uh-huh. Union Run Baptist Church.
So you still go there?
Yes, I do. I sang on the choir there. I started singing when I was about 5 years old.
How did you get there when you were married and raising your children here? Did you?
My husband had a car.
Ah,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We owned several cars. Mm-hmm. And we would go here, we would go there each Sunday to service and that.
What
do
you talk about in the early years? You said you started singing.
Yes, I
and
did.
Of course, my mom was a very well-known singer.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She would travel from church to church singing.
That's right.
And also, when she was in school, received a music scholarship that she did not pursue because she was married and family before. We often talk about that.
It's another time.
Yeah. At that time, many things.
So you have a lovely voice then, don't you?
Yes, I do.
And you still sing today?
That's right.
You were offered a scholarship. Mm-hmm. Music scholarship to study where?
That's right. Yeah. In what is it? North Carolina? South Carolina. It's in there. Quite old. I don't know whether you can see it now. But anyway, when I was singing, this lady wanted to have my voice cultivated. And my mom and dad didn't want me to have a boy, didn't want me to leave home, want me to stay here. I started at later date, you know, to sing. Then I went to South Carolina, North Carolina, I think.
This is the Heinz Studio of Gospel Music.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They gave me a certificate and all of that, and I was returning to the corporate company.
No, that's right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know how these husbands are. They have to do a little bit at a time, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the reason I didn't do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh, yes, indeed.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's right. But anyway, I sang.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. And I still do.
You still sing in the choir?
No,
you
I don't sing
every
no,
day,
every
Sunday when you go.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, they have. I used to be the leader of the choir. I mean, you know,
the choir director?
Sang, yes.
Or the lead singer.
That's right. Uh-huh.
You were the choir director as well?
No, we had a director.
Uh-huh. But you were the lead singer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the pastor was Reverend I.E.J. Kennedy. And he was Reverend Hughes. We had several ministers. But Reverend Kennedy was the one that was there mostly when I was saved. He was a pastor. And we had several different choirs, you know, to sing, and junior and seniors and so forth. And I was belonging to the Pastor A Club.
The what club?
Pastor A Club.
Pastors
A. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the Knights of Damons.
Are you still active in the church? Or?
Well, not as
pretty
much
retired.
As, not as much as I used to. Okay. I do pretty much when, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But I was full provider. All of my entire life for the church. I love to work in the church and Sunday school, kids and so forth.
It's a big part of your life.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. The most important part of my life, I'm just saying.
It's not given to many to be able to say.
That's right. That's right.
So really it's not.
So church and family were really the most important.
That's
things.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. In fact, my entire family was musical. I started as a solo. Then I had two brothers that were staying with us, with me, a trio. Then we had a quartet. And after that we had the whole course, the Union Run Baptist Jubilee Singers. That's right.
There were 16 children in the family.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them could sing.
Did you ever record anything?
I had some recorded, but in moving from place to place, mm-hmm. they were destroyed. Mm-hmm. Most of my valuable papers were destroyed. Mm-hmm. When I got married, I moved from here to Connecticut. You did? Uh-huh. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right. And my husband and I worked there for about 4 years. And that's when I got the junior. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Neither one of us regret
going to
today.
No, indeed. No, you said it wouldn't because they had the flood there, you know, and washed most of everything. I used to put Russ. My husband and I used to work at a place called the Wake Robin Inn. Mm-hmm. And it was it was in Lakeville. You remember that? Mm-hmm. That's where it was. And the lady Mrs. Valentine was one of the most precious ladies ever was. She was the supervisor of the whole place. When I got pregnant, I didn't know it.
But it was like a resort?
Yes, summer resort for the millionaires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right. And I had to take care of them. Mm-hmm. This lady, I was her daughter. So I did. And
did they recruit you? Or?
No.
How did they?
A friend of mine was there. And she had been there for several years. And she wrote me, she said, how would you and your husband like to come here to work? And I said, I don't know. I said, sounds good. Mm-hmm. And she said, if the lady send you your round trip, would you come? I said, sure. So we did. The next morning, we got on the train, and we went there.
Were they all year round?
All year round.
All year round.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. All year round. And it was one of the most beautiful places ever was. I just loved it. In Lakeville, it's gorgeous.
It's pretty, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Did you ever get back there?
Never did. Because I think about 2 years after that, they had this flood and washed it. Part of the place away. Mm-hmm. And she told me, she said, we just left here in time.
So then you came back to
Charleston. And then we came back to Charleston. I came back here because my father was ill. And he wrote a letter asking me to come back here. If I didn't do any more than to stay until the pastor, and I did. Not knowing that I would build here and stay, but anyway, that's what happened. I stayed to my mom and dad. My dad was 88 when he passed away, and my mom was 87. And I stayed until they, to see that they were, you know, everything was taken care of. And that's the reason I'm here today.
Came back to take care
that's
of them.
Right, and to take care of them. And I took care of them until they passed away. And then, of course, I went to work, you know, again. Started to work, and I worked for, in a private family. And that's when I started working for the office. Mm-hmm. And I worked for them until, I think,
you had a lot of families that you basically worked
for. Yeah.
You did a lot of
I did, yes. Days work, you know. I did. Day work.
Or?
No, here in Charlottesville.
In Charlottesville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, you know. Fry Springs, mm-hmm. University, Bel Air, different places.
Mm-hmm.
West Food, many places I did days work. To get a week, you know. I did 5 days a week.
This was after your children had gone to school.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk to them about grandmother, yes, the house there, and
how did they get that house? Did they build the house?
How did your mother and father get the house on Ridge Street?
Well, I tell you, Roy Wheeler,
mm-hmm.
Realty.
Yeah.
My father knew him well, and he was working, and he asked, were we still in the country? We needed this home because we had to move, had a notice that we had to move. So he asked him to find a place for him. He did. He said it was not a very big home, he said, but it'll do for you because most of the children were away, you know, and that was, you know, for us forever there. And that's the how he got there, through Roy
Wheeler.
Actually, Realty. And he stayed there until they passed away.
How did you pay for homes back then? I don't mean just, how did anybody, how did people pay for them? Did you get
my
mortgage?
Yes, we had a
mortgage.
We got a mortgage. Mm-hmm.
Were your parents born in the Charlottesville area?
No, they were born in Albemarle County.
Mm-hmm.
Both were born in Albemarle County.
And your husband's family as well?
No, my husband's family was born in Oak Union.
In Oak Union?
Yes.
Oak Union.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the old Barracks Road.
Yes,
yeah,
the
Barracks
Road.
Isn't there an Oak Union Baptist church?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sure.
Yeah, that
house
was probably
Jewish and
God
from
that.
That's right.
From that church?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
He was a member of that church.
The Oak Union Baptist
mm-hmm.
Church.
That's
yeah.
right. His parents lived there.
Well, let's go back to the life in that house. One of the things she was alluding to was the fact that when she's come from a big, huge house in Elmark County, 14 rooms, and that's what she was. And she moved to Ridge Street. Of course, less people in the house.
That's right.
But in
mm-hmm.
that house, let's talk about the kind of life it was, which is a whole lot different than many households today. I mean, first of all, a lot of kids. I mean, because in grandmother's house, the grandmother was an extraordinarily talented cook,
mm-hmm.
an old from scratch kind of cook.
That's right.
She'd cook great big meals
mm-hmm.
Just about every single day, and bigger meals on Saturdays and Sundays. And so all of the grandkids, all of her children's children came and. I mean, it was a loving household,
mm-hmm.
and we stayed there late hours at night because she'd do all she baked, you know, and she'd
yeah.
make ice cream, all this
stuff. Everything.
So in that house was just nothing but a full of love.
That's right.
Yeah, did she work at mm-hmm. something for a mom?
No, my mother never worked.
Never worked.
She never worked at it. Never. She was the housekeeper. She stayed home and raised the children. And my father was the breadwinner. And he did.
He had a good job on the
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes, he did. And then he raised, you know,
mm-hmm.
vegetables and so forth, raised hogs,
where would he
chicken,
sell the vegetables?
Cows.
Was it like a market?
A market, yes.
A market.
It was a city market, yes.
Yeah, one that was down on Market Street.
And he would take the vegetables and so forth there and have chicken.
So you really had a very nice life here on,
yes,
on Ridge Street in that family home,
that's
would you
right.
say?
Well, I think they had a good life in Elmore County back then.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
African-Americans
yes.
back
then.
They did.
And
yeah.
then
they moved,
then they moved
into
yeah.
more of an urban setting.
Yeah.
And the
that's
life
right.
still was good.
And preserved
mm-hmm.
your family
sure
life
did.
Style.
Mm-hmm. It was a loving family.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
When did you start seeing changes on Ridge Street in the early 70s?
In 70s.
I mean, when we talk about change, we talk about dramatic change
dramatic.
In that you've gone from a residential area
right.
into a lot of rental units now. So things are different. Different because of the way things look, different because of the individuals that are coming.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's a difference between the mentality of a person who's a homeowner versus someone who has come from somewhere
yeah.
else and he or she is just renting.
Yeah.
So maybe they don't have the same kind of stake, the same type of investment,
right?
You know, in the community.
Do you think that can change on Ridge Street?
I think potential.
I do too.
Yeah.
I
certainly hope so.
Yeah, I think that it can go back.
Oh,
to,
yeah.
Was this the area on Ridge Street where you lived basically African American families?
More
yes.
like yes.
It was mostly yes.
Yes.
And I tell you, you've got to. For me, growing up here, like you alluded to, the Updike family, who always lived here,
right, yes.
and they—I mean—they were, you know, like embedded in the middle of a black community.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Hood stayed here, contributed
mm-hmm.
to all of that,
mm-hmm.
and viewed this as part of their community and still does.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how many? Look how many years back.
Mm-hmm.
They were here in.
Yes,
here.
Yes, indeed.
And that same.
Yes, indeed, right there.
And he's still here.
Yes, mm-hmm. right there.
Ms. Updike was a nurse from Robert Johnson Hospital.
That's right.
And what did he do? Was he insurance?
I think yes.
He was
a lawyer in his early years,
yeah,
in his
yeah.
early five. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. I don't know now whether he's in a home or.
Is he still there?
He's still there in the home.
Oh, he is?
Still
oh, he is?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I
never seen him, you know, around in a boat like I used to.
He wasn't well this summer, I
yeah.
understand. We tried to get talk with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't
want
to at
yeah.
that point, but
uh-huh.
apparently he's maybe now better at
uh-huh.
his breathing
yeah.
talk
with
us.
Uh-huh.
We're also talking with wood folks.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm. They used to live there. They used to live in a big white house. No, they had a big white house right here before they put all these projects here.
Uh-huh.
And they tore it down. And
how many projects built? Was it city?
Yeah.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
it was city sponsored.
It was federal money.
It must
yeah.
be federal money.
My recollection, when it first started, if I remember correctly, they were talking about building rental units on Hotman Hill Road.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And the city and the residents on Hotman Hill Road, they circulated
hard.
A petition to get individuals to sign saying, we oppose that coming here. We attempted that on Ridge Street.
Well, it's like 100.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
we did.
Attempted that.
People
but for
didn't
some
cooperate.
Reason, I don't think we had all the support of the residents. And number two, I think the city had their mind made up
mm-hmm.
that they were going to bring low-income housing
that's
into
right.
this community.
We did.
And it came.
In spite of the petition that we
mm-hmm.
were drawing up,
yeah.
they overruled, and that's what the first one they put there. I saw Bill Gray built the first one there, and I said, boy, this is it. When they put that first one there, I know the street was gone.
Well, I don't want to say
right.
it's gone, Mom. I think what you're saying is that there was a dramatic change.
There was.
Mm-hmm. And so you're bringing in people that have come
that's
from
right.
somewhere else.
And
they still
home.
Know. And they don't know.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
You know, and I think that's the difference there. And what's happening now, and I do see a change. I see a change in not only this community, but other communities where there are people who rent who feel like they are part of the community and can
that's
contribute
right.
to that community.
Mm-hmm.
I think
yeah.
it's all here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it's
exactly where
it's going
in the
head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who owns special rental units?
These people are buying them.
Yeah,
they're buying
them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, going back to
dramatic change.
Dramatic change. Yes. You talk about what
played together. We knew each other. Sometimes I come to visit my mom now, often, which I come often. And I don't know any of these people that walk in the street.
Neither do I. All of them are brand new people. Mm-hmm. I think it's one or two down there I know, like you. Who down there that I
know? Who lives here that you still know? Ross,
yes.
Mrs. Pleasant.
Mm-hmm. And the Mortons.
That's her.
Yeah, that's on Raymond. Not only that, you're probably killed. You know it?
You don't dare interfere with somebody else's.
No, indeed. You've got to be careful who you say and what you say. Mm-hmm. And who you say it to.
Yes. Okay. So when you think about all those differences, mm-hmm. I mean, they're major differences. We stayed out on the corner sometimes singing and just talking about how it's going to be 20 years from those years. And it was fun. You know, it was togetherness. It was cohesive.
It was a community.
Yeah. In the true sense.
Right.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And that's not amazing.
No, indeed.
Yeah. I think it's changed a lot of places in Tulsa. And I think it's almost
all over.
Many, many
places.
Yeah.
Throughout this country where you had a decline in the cities. Mm-hmm. You decline in
behavior. Sure, the crime has increased, so many families that can financially afford it going into suburbia. I mean, you know, I would like to stay in the city. I feel more comfortable right now being able to divorce myself away from the urban setting and going out into the county. I do. I'm raising a 6-year-old, so I feel, although that doesn't say a whole lot because, you know, crime is going to find me, I'm just saying I'm more comfortable out away from the urban setting.
Yeah, I just wish I had gone. My husband wanted me to move to the county, you know.
There were advantages back then, being here. You're accessible to downtown.
I wish I had been, you know. Today, that most everybody here knows me, you know, and I think they respect that to some extent, you know, the older ones, but the teenagers, it's like I said, I don't know any of them, you know, and I think they do, most anything.
Well, your daughter is here, and you said you had two children?
Yes, my son is in Mount Holly, New Jersey.
I see.
And I have a grandson. Mm-hmm.
6 years old?
Grandson is Rutgers and my 6-year-old.
Big gap.
Yes. not like it used to be.
And how many of your sisters and brothers are you still living?
I have one sister and two brothers. Just four.
That's just four.
That are still living.
My sister's in Washington. And then my brother lives on 250 East. And I have my brother living on. And that's it.
Where were you? Were you oldest, youngest, in the middle of the 16 children,
yeah,
age-wise?
No, I'm in the middle.
In the middle?
Yeah. My brother down there, he's the baby.
The baby brother.
Yeah.
When did they pave this part of Ridge Street? When you were here in the beginning, was it?
Yes, it was paved.
It was paved.
Yeah.
It was always paved. But you recollect, I thought you said about, was this the lower end, was that paved or was that gravel?
No, that was gravel.
That's what I wondered, yeah.
That was gravel.
The lower end.
But they just recently, years passed them to pave all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can remember that was gravel.
When you go down a part of the school road, that was very much like country.
Mm-hmm. It does.
I walk it with years with KP, so you realize what's going on. We often walk around here.
That's right.
And it does. You walk here in the early morning and it's like walking in the country.
It's charming. Right.
Road. Really charming. But it is just like country. And the houses are sited like country.
That's
houses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Luga, when Alicia Lugo taught me
She showed up. I mean, there was something going on there. I mean, first of all, she was energized to teach you because you were African American. Makes sense to me. I mean, all of her experience, all of her knowledge, she gave to them. And there's a big difference to that.
But she's also, I think, an exceptional woman.
Right.
So, she's head and shoulders above almost any teacher that you're going to find.
But I'm just saying, you know, that I did have that kind of experience.
You've had children today, you've had that experience.
I think children are sitting in class.
I don't.
I'm in the public school that's sitting in Alvar County, and I see it. I don't hear about it. I witness it. The children that are sitting in classrooms with no desire to be there. Because we're not teaching, the curriculum we teach is not motivating them. First of all, let's get to what motivates a kid. Mm-hmm. A kid will stay in school and learn if he's in a job. If he isn't, he won't learn.
Yeah, that's if you're white or black or pink.
But it's even more complex when you're African American, when you are a minority. Mm-hmm. It's a difference. And I just think that's a real important part. When you go back and take a historical look at life, there are some things you can't overlook. And you can't overlook education. You can't overlook things like housing. You can't overlook jobs. I mean, this is what makes the world go around. And there's a big difference from back then, and my mom said it. I mean, when they lived in Albemarle County on 250, they lived in an extraordinarily large house that they obviously could afford. Mm-hmm. So they were all these children, and they fell.
Never wanted for anything. We just had what we wanted.
And you were able to, your parents were able to provide.
Yes, indeed. Coffee, expenses and so forth, but you know, nothing like this today, but we could afford, you know, but you need
clothing
sure.
And shoes,
yes,
and all the other furniture and all the other expenses.
And another part of all of that, when you talk about Bill of the Hill, that is a
large country,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. He had a barbershop? Barbershop there. Yes, indeed.
Well, I mean, not just them. I mean,
there are
so many black businesses
at that
time. I mean, what
could
inspire a kid more to look at your own and
see that you own
that?
That's right.
But
right.
I don't see that today.
Some really evident role models at the time. So in other words, you would say then that the experience, the lifestyle for the African American in Charlottesville area is better. Much better.
Much better. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Much recognized.
When they tore down Finneker Hill, was there any protest?
Yeah, it was a very controversial issue, but as someone said so eloquently, how do you stop fighting?
That's right.
The other thing is, I don't think we were mobilized. So you got to be organized. I mean, what really gets things moving in any area, I don't care where it is organization. And if you're not organized, then you doesn't have anyway.
Yeah, and working together. You got to work together. Yeah. You got to stick together. Mm-hmm.
Also, the whole concept of, quote, urban renewal, unquote.
Well, the whole country.
Was going through that. Everybody learned from experience since then that was not necessarily
the best thing to do.
Like the hard work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We destroyed much of the city.
Neighborhoods,
which I guess that's one of the reasons for this project is trying to at least protect or see that what is here still is remains.
And not just remains, but is
remembered as well and validated and recorded.
You know this house here?
Which house?
The white house on the corner here?
Over there?
Yeah. Sitting on this. Here, Jesse Carey. This house of Mrs. Madeline, that house is 100 years old.
It's a wonderful house.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's a wonderful house.
That's right. She taught me in school.
Disappeared.
Then on her, would Mrs. Madeline have been a niece?
Yeah, that's her niece.
Niece came from New York and then she stayed there and then I guess the past was 5 or 6 years she passed.
Yeah, like,
in fact, she's a very good friend of Eugenia's wife.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
one of my best friends. She is indeed. She did. Now that's a house of old history.
Yeah, it's a wonderful house.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Gorgeous. All antiques.
Really?
That's right. Mm-hmm. She was my best friend. I knew her mother. Miss Mandy. I'm the assistant activity director at the Thomas Jefferson Adult Health Care Center.
Daycare
center.
Why did I think you were retired?
15 semi retired. Not fully retired. That's right. I work with the Alzheimer's.
Uh-huh.
Every day.
And so is this your day off?
I'm a CNN. All harm, yes. Every day. They look forward to seeing
me. Tell them why you started working. I mean, after Daddy died, yes. You all frustrated.
And I did.
And you came to me and said, well, do you want to do something?
I did. I stayed here, I think, for 2 months. And I said, Panky, this is not going to work. Yes, indeed. I said, this isn't going to work. I said, you got to do something. Of course, you know, at my age, probably was not going to get a job. So she said, Mama, she said, we are going to get you a job. Green Thumb, you know about that?
Green Thumb?
Green Thumb?
No.
That's an organization, for the adults. That's the first one I went to.
Gee, I qualified.
Yeah. I worked there for, you don't supposed to work. Those jobs were about 2 to 3 years, and I worked there for 5. So they wrote me a letter from North Carolina and said, you must be a one hell of a good worker to stay on this program that you don't supposed to stay on this long. And I have the letter of my recommendation there in the file somewhere. It's work. Now you can work if you wanna, or you can be transferred. So I was to come home and sit down again. So while I was working down there, Java.
Uh-huh.
They said, no, indeed, we're not going to let you go home. He said, so we'll just take you. So you just come here and work. And now I'm working for Java.
Sounds pretty good.
That's right. Every day. One of the best workers they have.
Gosh, you don't
want to
really retire.
Oh, no. I don't think I could stay.
No.
I'm going to work until the bitter end. God's will. That's all I can.
It's a nice way to end the legacy.
That's right. When I get my retirement, it's going to be from this job. And I've been there for 8 years. Right there.
It is not.
Teaching the other. I have more like a position now because I'm telling the girls what to do.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Seeing that it's done.
But well, that's not a job anyway. Uh-huh. We love them. I mean, they love you and you love them.
That's
and if mom has a cold, they all go, you know, they get all upset. And something happened to them, she died. I mean, so it's like a family thing.
Yeah.
So it just gives mom an opportunity to get away from the house. And provide a service to somebody who really
that's right.
And be with people.
They look forward to seeing me each and every day.
That they do.
Yes. I have 6 clients that I work with. And of course, the most of them are chain. Alzheimer's, you know, is something else.
They're but for the grace of God's all
else. Yes, indeed. That's a disease, honey. You know? Incurable.
It gets worse every day.
It does.
And the elder doesn't have it always.
No.
We have one girl then I think is 30-something.
Oh my God.
Of course she's dementia now. Mm-hmm. And this is her first stage. But I think it's 5 stages you go through.
Mm-hmm.
When you reach a fifth stage, then you age fast.
Yeah,
that
you don't get there quick enough.
That's right. But it's something to watch. We have lawyers, doctors. They work in every day. They don't even know they did it. Who the wives are, the husbands.
After I said I'm going to be here, you, if you're on breath.